the accusation that there was a stand down order is ludicrous.
It is absolutely ludicrous. And besides, at that point, you also have to remember that these planes were flying under a rule of engagement, and this was sort of standing. And this goes way back to the Constitution, that the military can't police the civilians of the U.S.
So, right.
And these planes were under posse comitatus, and they couldn't fire on the jets that flew into the World Trade Center. That the only time those rules of engagement were changed was later in the day when President Bush had authorized NORAD to use lethal force against if there were more flights out there. Of course, it was way too late.
You know, Ben, of all these claims, the only one that I was ever tempted to believe could be true was the thing on Flight 93. I thought, you know, if it was shot down, hard as it might be, I would understand a presidential decision to do that at that point. So I didn't rule out the possibility that it could be shot down, that perhaps nothing was said about it. I thought, well, that one might be logical, but that's not what happened, is it?
No, it's not. And it's funny, I felt exactly the same way when we started working on this. And I had this suspicion that, like, we went into this trying to find out if there was any truth, because that would have been the scoop of the century, if there had been truth in any of these.
That's a good point.
Yeah. That would have been, you know, what every journalist prays for, would have been bigger than Woodward and Bernstein, of course. But we, going into the, investigating Flight 93, I thought personally, and I think a bunch of us thought, there might be some truth there, because it does make sense. The order had been given. The authority was there. But as we started to really go through the evidence, and a lot of these claims that, for instance, there was a white jet in the area, that the debris field was 8 miles long, and there were
right.
human remains, you know, far away, you know, the way that you read it, because this was coming from news reports that came out that day, and the day after, when everyone was in a state of massive confusion, you read those, and there's no direction attached to it. There's no. It's tough to infer sort of where the plane was, where this debris was, and also it's just the very nature of the news cycle is that these reports that come out initially mm-hmm. are going to be updated and revised as the news cycle goes on. I mean, it doesn't mean that the news is lying, but it means that the news is. Daily newspapers, I mean, they did an incredible Herculean effort reporting this stuff, but you know, the nature of the day was that they didn't have all the information all the time, and so as time goes on, this stuff gets revised and updated. Of course, those aren't cited in any of these conspiracy theories. Those are sort of forgotten about. But as we went into Flight 93, what we had to do first, and this is when the sort of everything fell into place, was make a map, figure out where the debris actually landed. One of the theories was that there's this piece of engine, and if you look at the news reports that came out around the time of September 11th and the days following, that there's this engine that was variously placed at 6 miles away, at a mile away, at, you know, 9,000 yards away. And the theory is that a heat-seeking missile had hit the engine, which knocked it off.
Yes,
knocks it off way down the flight path, and then the you know the plane goes for a while. And then
but the truth is, I guess, when a plane hits at 500 miles an hour, the engine with a lot of weight goes sailing, right?
Exactly, and that's not uncommon. When we talked to a whole bunch of crash investigators, and they've seen this happen before. They've actually seen an engine go much farther in a case in Alaska. The point is, the NTSB investigators saw nothing unusual here. The plane was coming in somewhere between 500 and 600 miles an hour, and it crashed in a space of 30 feet. And you've got the engine, which is extremely dense. One of the engines augured into the ground. The other rolled along down a hill into a catchment basin, and it's directly in line with where the flight is going.
Isn't there plenty of audio, or at least quite a bit of audio evidence, of people on cell phones with relatives and others describing that the passengers were going to take control of this airplane? I mean, was that wrong?
No, that was absolutely true. I mean, there was plenty of audio evidence. People are making calls from the airphones. They have recordings of this. We've all heard them. You know, we've gone through the transcripts. And there is some confusion. It seems now to be the case that they didn't quite make it to the cockpit, that they were about to bust the cockpit door open, and then the hijackers themselves drove the plane in because they knew that they were going to get overwhelmed by passengers behind them.
Well, however it happened, though, there's nothing to take away from the heroic actions of those passengers as we understand them. You didn't find anything in your investigation that takes away from that, did you?
No, none whatsoever. In fact, Flight 93 was when we went through this, it was the one that at first we thought this is the one that's plausible and we're probably going to find something, and then it was also the section that just very quickly, the pieces all fell into place, and very quickly it was obvious that there was no jet that shot them down.
So you were actually approaching doing this story then with a pretty clear, open mind, in that you even thought the same thing I did about this flight, that it could have been shot down, and what a horrible decision it would have been, but a big story to uncover, to be sure, and you would have uncovered it and told that story if it really was that way.
Absolutely, and that's the case for the rest of the entire article. I mean, imagine if any of these were true. That would be huge.
It would be huge, yes, of course it would.
It's the scoop we all dream about as journalists.
All right.
The fact of the matter is they just weren't.